checking. I hate the internet. 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 Welcome to I Hate the Internet.
Hello and welcome to I Hate the Internet, the only podcast dedicated to hating the internet. I'm Kevin Clateman.
I'm Irel Bartman.
And this week on I Hate the Internet, we learn about a very serious occurrence in nature these days, which is not actually natural at all. It is government's conspiracy to introduce spliced human-animal hybrids into nature. Completely unnatural.
Okay.
Thousands of companies are creating transgenetic cross-species hybrids, splicing plants, animals, and insects, and releasing the new organisms into the global biosphere, vandalizing the very genetic code of the planet.
Human-animal chimera. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. And then I knew what the next line would be. They're growing human tissue in cows and pigs, just like they call babies tissue or embryonic stem cells when they're 7 months old being butchered live on a table and dissected. They take them out live and then hook them up to apparatus to keep them alive and then harvest them. Told you that 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I've told you this thousands of times, and I've seen this article, let's not exaggerate, 100-plus times. Similar, it's always the same playbook. Oh, did you know some firms are starting to implant tissue inside cows, inside pigs? Ladies and gentlemen, they're not implanting tissue. They're growing humanoids up to 50 and 60 pounds inside cows and inside pigs. And I'm going to say something else right now. That's what we know was going on 30 years ago, because when I learned about it 20 years ago, it was in research papers declassified 10 years before that. And they were creating humanoids for organ harvesting inside cows and pigs publicly. And basically, they're humans without heads, because that even freaks the researchers out too much, so they can kind of grow them like they want. And you can argue, well, it's just a person, I want those organs. But they've had to make the humanoids, part cow, part sheep, part pig, to implant them. So, again, MIT, here it is, we're not making it up.
There are, in fact, spider goats.
And so these, right, kids have the genes for a spider in them.
Yes.
It's insane. And where does the spider silk actually come from? I mean, where do you get it?
Well, it was designed so it comes in the milk.
They look like such normal goats, but in fact they're totally unique and bizarre. I mean, this is bizarre.
I guess I would not say it's bizarre.
The goats milk out a super strong silk that can be used for body armor as well as other things. And if that wasn't enough, how about a glow-in-the-dark pet? Jellyfish genes have been injected into cats and other animals to give them their distinctive look. And to round things out, trout have been genetically modified to have six-pack abs. Scientists achieved this by switching off a gene that normally stunts muscle growth.
Today's podcast, sponsored by Petland.
Thank you for calling Petland Dallas. To further assist you, please choose from one of the following options. Press 1 for pet and product sales. Press 2 for puppy training classes. Press 3 for hours and locations.
Thank you. It's a great day at Petland. This is Kayla speaking. May I interest you in a reservation to come in to play with one of our puppies?
Hi, Kayla. My name is Patrick. I was calling. Is it okay? I have my brother on the line with me as well.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
We were just calling. First of all, we just wanted to thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And then second, we were looking at human hybrid chimeras. I was wondering if you had those.
Let's see here. And you said it was a, what kind of breed again? I'm sorry.
It's a human hybrid chimera.
Oh, chimera. We actually do not have none of those in store right now. But if you like, we can save your information. And once we get one in, we can put in a special order. And one of our breeders happen to have one available, we can follow up with you.
Okay. That's a little worrisome. Who are your breeders exactly?
I really can't say exactly all their names, but I can tell you that all of the breeders that we do work with, that we have been working with for over 11 years, and they are from the top 10% of the USDA certified and licensed breeders.
Well, we were also looking at, I'm wondering, there's another one we were looking at, and I was wondering if you had any spider dogs?
And no, we don't have any spider dogs.
No spider dogs? Okay.
Do you have the spider goats? We were looking online, and they had they have these goats that are spliced with spiders, and they can actually produce the spider silk that a spider can, but then they're also a goat, and so you can, like, milk the goat and make spider cheese.
Okay, yeah, we actually don't have anything like that. We really don't even have spiders in our store.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Can I play you this clip real quick so that just... about the human hybrid chimera.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. Let me see if you can hear this.
Okay.
Human animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. And then I knew what the next line would be. They're growing human tissue in cows and pigs. Just like they call babies tissue or embryonic stem cells when they're 7 months old being butchered live on a table and dissected.
Okay, so do you kind of get what we're getting at? We're trying to figure out what this is. We're trying to figure out where we can find these human hybrid chimeras.
Okay, I'm really not for sure exactly, but if you want, I can try to go see if I can ask the manager if we know where some are.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Let me put you on free phone for a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, mom.
You make my life better.
Petland Pets make life better.
Thank you for holding. Your call is very important to us. We will be with you shortly. Very important to us. We will be with you shortly.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. They actually are busy out on the floor, but they said they actually do not know of any as of right now.
Okay. Could I play you just one more clip? There's also these trout that have six-pack abs. I was just wondering if I could play that clip real quick for you. So,
okay.
Things out. Trout have been genetically modified to have six-pack abs. Scientists achieved this by switching off a gene that normally stunts muscle growth.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, we really appreciate you for sponsoring our podcast.
No problem. You guys have a great time.
You too. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.